Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The United States is marking 100 years of the Department of Labor, created by President Taft during the Progressive Era. And to celebrate a century of the Labor Department, they are looking for 100 books that tell the story of working in America. Books like The Wealth of Nation and The Grapes of Wrath and The Other America, books like The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit or Studs Terkel's Working. These works help us understand what we in America are grasping at and what purpose we derive from our labors. What books do you think ought to be on that list? We want to hear from you. Call in at 210-614-8980. Carl Felicio joins us from the Department of Labor. He's a senior advisor for communications and public affairs to talk about this great idea. Carl, welcome to The Source.
Great to be with you, David, and thank you. We think it's a great idea, too.
So how did this idea come about? How did this great idea spring from your head?
Well, before I tell you that, I have to correct you. We're not just looking for 100 books. There's no limit for the number that we want on the list, so it could be 100 books, it could be 200 books, it could be more, and I'm not sure we're ever really going to finish. I think the list is always going to be in development because we're just like work in our nation, it's always constantly evolving. I actually got the idea because our partner, the Center for the Book at the Library of Congress, did a similar program a couple of years ago called Books That Shaped America. And so I actually looked at the list. I'm very competitive with my younger sister, Carolyn. I wanted to see how many books on that list she had read. She beat me, so I decided to start my own list called Books That Shape Work in America, and I think I'm beating her on my list.
So what happens with this list when you come up with it?
Well, you know, we asked about two dozen individuals, including eight former secretaries of labor, the current secretary of labor, some key staff at the Labor Department, and some thinkers and experts in the world of work to help us start the list off. And so we have about 92 books on the list right now, and we've asked the American public to suggest more. I think next week we're going to probably add about 8 to 10 books to the list, and we're just going to keep adding and adding. I think it's a terrific resource for people because you see how work has developed in our country through how work and workers and workplace have been portrayed in literature throughout our history.
So this is done in conjunction with the marking the century of the Labor Department. So,
you know, it's funny. It's funny because how do federal agencies commemorate their anniversaries? And, you know, back when the Labor Department celebrated their 25th anniversary and their 50th anniversary and their 75th anniversary, there were big black tie galas in Washington with dinners and entertainment, and it was a pretty closed off celebration. And we thought, what a terrific way to include people from all walks of life in the commemoration of the Labor Department by doing this project instead.
Yeah, so will these books kind of help us understand what the Labor Department does?
Yes, they do. And as a matter of fact, one of the things when you go on the site, it's dol.gov/books, you can search by title, you can search by author, you can search by year. You can also click on the contributors, the current Labor Secretary Tom Perez, for example, or former Labor Secretary like George Shultz, who was President Nixon's Labor Secretary, see what they recommended, read their essays. But you can also click on the books, learn a little bit about the book, and then also learn about the themes and the topics in that book and how they relate to the Labor Department. So, for example, if you click on a book like The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, you can also learn about what the Labor Department does today as far as healthy and safe working conditions and fair wages.
Yeah, that's a classic muckraking book talking about the meatpacking district in Chicago before regulation. What was that, about 1900, turn of the century?
The book came out in 1906. It was written by Upton Sinclair, and it had a huge impact in regulation, health and safety and workplace regulation, but also in food purity and safety as well. And when you click on that book, for example, you can learn who recommended it to our list, a little bit about it, a quote from the book, and then the related topics that relate to the Labor Department. So you can learn about youth and labor, wages, work hours, and like I said before, workplace safety and health.
Yeah, there's a lot in there about child labor.
Yep, there certainly is.
And so, and that was something that the Labor Department eventually was able to, you know, eradicate from the United States.
Well, we haven't quite done that yet. There's still, you know, our wage and hour division still does child labor investigations in agriculture, in all sorts of industries. There's still pockets of problems in child labor.
Okay, well, I looked at some of the recommendations, particularly from Thomas Pettis, the current U.S. Secretary of Labor. And on top of his list is Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, of course, a great American work of literature. Mainly you think about that as a book about racial struggle and equality and maybe the judicial system and about growing up in the South. How does that tie into labor?
You know, I love Secretary Perez's essay because I think you get a sense of him as a very modern working father. You get a sense of an individual who very much believes that the law is a vehicle and a tool for justice, and somebody who's just intellectually curious about a lot of things. What we found out through his essay is that To Kill a Mockingbird had a huge influence on his decision to become a lawyer and to pursue, you know, a career in the justice system. Upon some additional research, we found out that a lot of people who work in the legal profession cite it as a career motivator, a mechanism where they were introduced to concepts of the law and justice and the opportunity to learn more about being a lawyer. It is also, according to our partner at the Library of Congress, second only to the Bible as a book that is considered making a difference in the lives of people. So it definitely has, as a career counselor, but also as, I think, a way to explain and explore the concept of work ethics, workplace fairness, issues like that. I think it's a remarkable addition to our list. He did some other great recommendations as well. I was very pleased to see that he was one of the first people to recommend the children's book, for example, Busy, Busy Town by Richard Scarry, on his list.
Yeah, and that book talks about people who are working and out on the docks and out on the streets and banks and bakers, you know, making work, you know, work is an important role in Busy Town.
It's a delightful book. It's geared to children ages 3 to 7. And what Secretary Perez says is it's a wonderful way to introduce children to the wondrous world of work, and that by introducing them to people in various occupations, you can help have a conversation with your child about work, workplaces, workers, and start instilling a positive work ethic into their psyche.
Okay, well, we're talking about the books that shaped American our labor, what we think about labor, the labor force that we have here, the Department of Labor. We're talking with Carl Felicio. He is with the Department of Labor. He's a senior advisor for communications and public affairs. So what books have impacted you, our listeners? What has shaped your ideas about labor and work in America? Give us a call and tell us what books have popped into your mind as we talk about this topic. The number to call is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments about this to thesource@tpr.org. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about great books about labor in America. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the great books that have shaped telling the story of working in America. We're joined by Carl Felicio. He's with the Department of Labor, Senior Advisor for Communications and Public Affairs. Looking at the list of books, you know, they're from all over, different types of books coming from different points of view. One of them that leaped out at me was The Book of Virtues by William J. Bennett. Bill Bennett, he was a former Secretary of Education.
He was, and that book was suggested by his cabinet colleague, Secretary Andrew McLaughlin Karagalis, who served in the Secretary of Labor during the Reagan administration. And I think it's a wonderful book for families and with children of all ages to sort of explore stories and there's all sorts of stories and fables and even things like from the old Boy Scout and Girl Scout handbooks and poetry and short stories that tell the story of responsibility, work ethic, fairness, honesty. It's a terrific way to engage in a conversation. And some of the stories are just, you remember, you start reading them and you remember them from when you were a kid, from Aesop's Fables and things like that. It's a great book.
So when you started working on this, when they said we're going to do this, what books did you bring to the table?
Well, I actually did, thank you for asking that, I actually did an essay, and I contributed to it. And I wanted to have a little bit of fun, but also sort of bring books from my generation and from pop culture. And I also wanted to do a variety of things. I wanted fiction and nonfiction. So I suggested Free Agent Nation, which is a 2002 book by Dan Pink, who was a colleague of mine at the Labor Department. He was a speechwriter in the Clinton administration for Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. He's written several books. Free Agent Nation was his first, and it was all about the new trend of people working for themselves and how that has changed the economy, how that's changed the workplace, and how that's changed the definition of success. I also put What Color Is Your Parachute on my list, a book that's been in print since 1970. It's updated every year, so there's a 2013 edition out now. I really think that's the Bible of job hunting. I think a lot of people know the book because they got it as a graduation gift from high school or college, or they've consulted it because they wanted to make a job change. I think it's a terrific book. And then I put a couple of books that I've just always loved. One was The Best of Everything, that by Rona Jaffe. That came out in 1958. I remember discovering that when I was a young kid. My mother was reading it. I think I was 7 years old, and I thought the cover was cool. And it really became later, before I discovered it, it became this book that introduced women into the world of work. It's a novel about a woman who graduates from college. She gets engaged. Her engagement falls through, and she's got to go to work. And she goes to work as a secretary in Manhattan in publishing and becomes an editor. And it really introduced a whole generation of women into the idea and the concept of work. And then my last two books, one was The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit, because it was about public relations, which is the occupation that I'm in. The title of the book became part of our workplace lexicon. It's also a great movie. And then my last book, because I did work in Wall Street for a while, was Liar's Poker. And it was about, that book was published in 1989, and it was about Wall Street in the 80s. And frankly, my experience taught me that Wall Street in the 80s isn't much different than Wall Street of today.
All right. Well, if you're listening, we're looking for callers to jump in on this, talk about what books would interest them, talking about the America story with working and how working is important to the American story. 614-8980, 614-8980. I'm thinking about, ideas. They pop into my head and I look on the list and says, oh, yeah, there it is. First, one of them is How the Other Half Lives, the 1890 book by Jacob Rice. That's a seminal book.
Yes, it certainly is. And that really introduced a whole generation, continued to be an important book about how we think about poverty and how we think about the working poor.
One listener wrote in and he suggests Brave New World from Huxley. Does that count as an American book?
I'm not sure it does.
Says he's a British author, but still, I think it's worth consideration. Another one I'm big on is Maggie, Girl of the Streets by Stephen Crane, which was.
I don't know that one. Tell me that one.
Well, Stephen Crane, I think he wrote this in 1887. He's known for Red Badge of Courage. He was known as a realist and naturalist writer, and he wrote the gritty story of a girl who lived in the streets of New York City and who was a prostitute. And Maggie, Girl of the Streets was a sensational book at the time and was banned because these types of things just weren't written about in literature at the time. So this is told another gritty story about America and a side of working and what the life that was available to certain people who were in a time of, it was a depressed era.
Yeah, you know, David, we've gotten more than 400 suggestions from the public for editions for the book. That one hasn't made it. I'm going to research that. A book that's similar in topic that I know a couple people have recommended is Theodore Dreiser's Sister Carrie. It's not on the list now, but that's certainly worth exploring. This is what
or An American Tragedy is another great book from Theodore Dreiser, mm-hmm. which I love, which kind of fits into that as well because the unattainable ambitions of people.
One of the things that this project does is you start thinking about it, and you start thinking about books and themes of books in a totally different context. And I'll give you a great example. A lot of people sort of wrinkled their face when I said that Little Women was on the list. But then if you think about it, Little Women was, I think, way ahead of its time because it was a book about women and ambition long before women entered the workforce, for example. So I'm looking it up now, and Little Women came out in 1869. And I learned later, after we put the list on the Little Women on the list, that the author Susan Sontag said that Little Women was the one book that totally inspired her to become a writer. So you through popular culture and literature, fiction, nonfiction, plays, poetry, you learn about careers, and you see, for a reader, you can get a lot more than just a story. You can actually get literally information, inclination, inspiration about a job or career or a workplace issue.
All right, let's go to the phones. We get callers lined up here. The number is 614-8980. James is on the line. James, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, James, you're on the air, buddy.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to insert, a novel I'm currently reading right now is Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin.
And what is it about it that you think it should be on this list? Tell us about it.
It's a great book that talks about the two different worlds, one living in a capitalistic society, another one, a moon circling that planet that is in a scarcity anarchist society. So it's kind of like a dual life between what can happen in an anarchist society and what can happen in a capitalist society, both living in a dystopia type of world. It's very interesting. Taking it for a sci-fi course at community college.
Awesome. Thanks for the recommendation. I'll take a look at it myself. Appreciate that. And so, go ahead.
Thank you for the recommendation. And there's a way to write, if you would like us to consider adding your book to the list, you just go on dol.gov/books, click on recommend a book, and send us a little bit of information on it. One of the things that we're certainly looking for is more science fiction, more plays, more poetry, more works than just fiction and nonfiction.
All right, let's get Nicole on the line. Nicole, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I like to actually ask for recommendation. I'm interested in the Works Progress Administration as a way of validating art and artists by paying for their work and seeing artistic output as labor.
One terrific book that you can look at is called Madam Secretary by George Martin. It's the biography of Frances Perkins. She was the Secretary of Labor during the Great Depression. The book came out in 1976. That book is on our list. Another book about Secretary Perkins. She worked closely in the development of the Works Progress Administration, the Works Projects Administration, is called The Woman Behind the New Deal by Kristen Downing. That came out a couple of years ago, and it's also a biography of Frances Perkins.
Okay, let's get another caller on the line. The number is 614-8980. We're talking about great works of literature, American literature, and work. And Sinana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is this for Sinana?
Yes.
Okay. The book that I wanted to mention is A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. In that book, there's a huge amount about how both the mother and father work in Brooklyn and the struggles they're having at the beginning of the 20th century. I think that influenced me a lot. My mom always had to work somewhat for similar reasons, and it kind of goes over the broad variety of jobs. And also that people in the fairy tale world, people just quit and marry a handsome prince, but then in the real world, she really describes the nitty-gritty. That's not what happens. They go out and they get a job and they work and they take care of their family.
All right. Thank you for that call. We appreciate that. So how are you making sure this is a diverse view of literature? I mean, I think anything by Amy Tan, Sandra Cisneros, How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accent, these types of books, they need to be in there.
Absolutely, and that's why we're hitting the airwaves, we're getting on blogs, we're reaching out to folks. We really would like people, A, to recommend books and have a discussion about books. We're looking for book clubs to send us recommendations. But we also want people to learn about the Labor Department and about our history, our mission, and our resources. So those are really the two goals behind the project. The more we talk about this, the more, like I said before, we've already got over 400.
Carl, we're out of time. Thank you. More than welcome for more. Carl, thank you so much from the Department of Labor. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.